Linda Hopkins is defending her District 5 seat on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors. Hopkins earned a master's degree in land use policy from Stanford and is running for her second term as supervisor. She joined KRCB's Steve Mencher at the end of January to talk about her accomplishments and priorities.
I am really proud of the work that I have done in terms of empowering the community and listening to the community. We actually stood up the first ever municipal advisory councils in West County, one for the coast, which actually includes participation with the Kashaya tribe, as well as representatives from different districts along the Sonoma County coastline. And then we also stood up a municipal advisory council for the Lower Russian River, which runs from Forestville to Duncan's Mills, inclusive of Casadero. I'm also proud of the fact that we have invested more money in West County roads than ever before, more than $20 million. And this is because when I took office, I looked at the data and I actually presented it back to the Transportation and Public Works Department. And the data showed that actually we hadn't received our fair share of roads funding when you looked at the general fund investments the Board of Supervisors was making and the sheer number of road miles that we have in West County. Another thing that I'm proud of is leadership during disasters. I have spent more than 90% of my time in office under a local disaster declaration. And it has been really hard on our small business community, really hard on our community just in terms of mental health and wellness. And so working with the Lower Russian River and with the city of Sebastopol and areas in the Laguna de Santa Rosa to recover from the floods, also supporting my colleagues on the board who experienced catastrophic wildfires in their district. I'm proud of the work that we have done to make our emergency alert and warning systems better and to be more prepared for every single disaster that we have faced.
Someone might look at our county and say that our biggest problem is inequity, that the upper levels of people with the higher incomes who are wealthy than the lower levels of people who are scraping by in the working class. What can you do as a supervisor about that problem?
I completely agree with that statement, first of all. And I would add that in addition to socioeconomic disparity, we also struggle actually with racial inequity in our community. So I think that we need to raise the minimum wage, but we also need to fight to make sure that we are addressing that kind of missing middle. For example, I have heard from a number of parents who have actually refused to take pay increases, refuse to take raises, because if they took the raise, they would lose access to their subsidized childcare. So they would actually wind up poorer than they were before the raise. So we right now are literally trapping people in poverty, and that is unacceptable. So we need to fight to actually recognize that the cost of living in Sonoma County is higher. We need better access to housing vouchers, to work support, to all of the different social services that we provide.
Tell me what you've been hearing from your constituents about what's important to them.
Number one, housing and homelessness. Seeing a mile and a half of tent encampments, I mean, to me, it just shows it's the fruition of decades of failed policy at the local, state, and federal level. That would be, I think, the top issue. Number two, infrastructure. We have made huge investments in our West County roads, but we need so many more. And after going through the 2019 floods, we took a hard hit. And so there's a lot more work to be done in terms of resurfacing roads and getting roads back open. Number three, climate change. We went through the floods, then we went through the Kincaid fire, then we all watched horrified as Australia burned. And so I think it's critical that we move forward with both reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, as well as actually looking at adaptation. What can we do to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire? How can we adapt to increased frequency and severity of floods?
That was District 5 Supervisor Linda Hopkins talking with KRCB's Steve Mencher. Find the full-length interview with Hopkins, plus more details about her approach to homelessness at norcalpublicmedia.org.